This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 30. Will we remain in God's grace? Our passage comes from 2 Corinthians, verse 12. I must go on boasting. Although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say, or because of these surpassingly great revelations. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Several years ago, someone in our community gave me a book titled In the Grip of Grace by Max Lucado. A couple of tragic events had brought this person and her family back to the Lord and to the church. When she handed me the book, she said, We found our way back because we were in the grip of God's grace. She'd learned that we are all in the grip of God's grace, all of the time. Without that, none of us would stand a chance. God's grace is what you and I need more than anything else. Without it, we're nothing. But because of God's grace, we can face whatever comes our way. That's what the Lord Himself tells the Apostle Paul. Paul lived with what he called a thorn in his flesh, a messenger of Satan. That was tormenting him. He kept asking the Lord to remove that thorn. God's answer was no, saying that His grace would be enough. No matter what, God would keep Paul in the grip of His grace, and Paul would be able to carry out the work God had in mind for him. That's our assurance for the coming year, too. Come what may, God will hold on to us and keep us in the grip of His grace. All we need to do is turn to Jesus to receive His grace. Pray with me. Father in heaven, we thank You for Your promise to hold on to us always. Please keep us in the grip of Your grace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.